when I worked at Safeway, it was the same principle where the rule at the time was every time you make eye contact with someone, you need to greet them, ask them if they're finding everything okay. And then if they say that they're, oh, I'm looking for this, most people like us, they don't want to talk to you. But the others like, oh, someone's talking to me. I better think of some good answer. What am I looking for? And then they make something up. And then the next rule is that you have to go and take them to it, physically touch the item, and then recommend a complimentary purchase. So the example in the training video was that someone was asking for hot dog buns.
Video.
And the guy's like, oh, ma'am, did you have pickles with that? And then it was known in the store as giving the customer the pickle. Now, this is – okay. So this was like intensely infuriating when you're stocking the shelves. You're trying to get to the other end of the store, right? And then you stop someone because every time you pass someone, you're supposed to make eye contact and say hi. And it's this infinite regress. Like my end goal is to go put this case of beer over in the beer aisle, right? But someone asked me something about the produce. And then you go back over to the other end of the store, touch it and do it. And then you're like, okay, I'm going to go back to my cart and do it. But nope, there's someone else. And I smiled. I got to do it again. So
wait, when you touch their produce?
You just touch something, touch it. And then, so meanwhile, there's the mirrors up in the top, and I know where the management booth is. And you're always looking up there like, is that guy, Billy Compton was the manager. And this is why I want to tell the story ultimately about Billy Compton. And he, that old Billy Compton would look down through there, and you'd see him looking at you, and you'd be like, dude. It's
wait,
like totally Orwellian. It was like the Panopticon.
He would be sitting there watching you guys.
Watching us to
he's
make
like
sure.
He's sitting in the back room of the market.
Yeah, watching upstairs, looking the down across room. The store, yeah, through God. The two-way mirrors to make sure everyone is doing
that's
this.
That's some whoa. Satisfying work.
And we had secret shoppers come in at least once a week, you know, and that they would evaluate this. But then we had these things called huddles. So all of a sudden, we're working on the intercom. We hear, attention Safeway employees, huddle up. Time to huddle up. Let's huddle up. So we'd have to run to the back room. We'd run to the back room, and he'd like, you know, closer, closer, and we'd all get in this, like, you know, circle, like it's a huddle, a football game. And then he would start saying, like, okay, it's summertime. What's going to sell? What's going to sell? Coke, Pepe, Frito-Lay. They'll pay us money. And then, like, we're sitting there, you know, we're just trying to get the shit stocked on the shelves, and this guy's telling you this, and you're like, this is fucked up, right? And then he was so condescending that there's this kid, Eli, who's this bagger. He's a total shit for brains. And he looks and he's telling him, he's like, who here want to tell me about gain sharing? Gain sharing. And gain sharing was that if we got enough secret shopper reports that were just like glowing in their report, at the end of the year, we'd get like an extra 5 cents tacked on to every $200 we earned.
Ooh.
Or something like this. And then so he would break it down and remind us that we stood to gain another, what, $3 at the end of the year. And then he looks around and he's like, tell me what it means. And then he goes, even Eli knows what that means. More money, more money, more money. More money. And Eli's all looking like, yeah, I know what it means.
Did he know what it means or was he just
nodding? I don't
know.
I have no idea.
Huh?
But it was just rad because, like, it's bad enough to have to talk to someone and do all that. But then when that's in the background, you know, you can be, like, called to the huddle at any moment.